his lamppost got knocked over by one of the the nightly rental people, you know, in that unit. So, again, we tend to try to enforce our covenants as best we can, and I am requesting that you deny this appeal from Stephen and Dennis Osborne, and that also that the board will have them cease operation of their nightly rental. They have been doing nightly rental. They have continued that, even though their permit was denied. They have continued. They have bookings out into the future. And, you know, I think we need to be enforcing the rules that are in place. And if somebody does not have a permit, then they should not be operating a nightly rental. Any questions?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Next.
Good evening. My name is Dennis Cook. My wife and I moved to Fieldstone in Branson Creek a few years ago. We retired from Illinois. I worked 40 years and at the same place. I shouldn't say at the same place, but I worked 40 years and retired from the IBEW. And we moved down here and bought a retirement home. And we love it there. It's a nice development. It's a nice area. The thing that we really like is we have some really great neighbors. We know every neighbor on the street. I walk my dog with my wife in the morning. Everybody on the street knows my dog's name. We all know each other. We take care of each other. At Christmas time, we exchange cards. We exchange cookies. I mean, we have cookouts. In the morning, I've had neighbors come over and have a cup of coffee with me. We try to solve the world's problems. Sometimes at night we have a glass of wine together on a patio, continue solving the world's problems. What I'm trying to get at is we don't know when these renters come in. We don't know them. We have no idea who they are. They're just in our neighborhood. We don't have streetlights in our neighborhood. We don't have sidewalks in our neighborhood. We walk on the streets. Our streetlights are only maybe 6 feet tall. We do not have a standard streetlight that goes anywhere from 12 feet to 20 feet tall and gives out a lot of light. So our streets are kind of dark at night. We do have a CCNRs that says you can't park on the street at night. Most of the nightly rentals, I shouldn't say most of them, but a lot of them ignore that because they have so many of them coming to the nightly rentals that there's not room in the driveway for them to park. So they're parked on the street. And I do have pictures of that. They're on my phone. I took pictures of it. We do have pictures, if you want to see them, of the pickups parked all over the streets. And my wife is going to speak after me and tell of a episode that happened to her that infuriated me. I wasn't there. I didn't go to the pool that day. But, I like jeans. I like a good pair of jeans. And I love the way they fit. And I'm going to close on this. The nightly rentals are like me trying to get into my mom's jeans. They don't fit. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Margaret Cook. And I just want to tell you about a situation that happened to me this summer. My daughter and our two little grandchildren came to visit, and we went to the pool because they wanted to swim. And so we were there, and a group of seven people came in, and they started to sit down and all, but then they started to play some really loud music, and then the men started dancing suggestively in front of my daughter and I. And we were very uncomfortable. And so we had no choice but to get our kids and to leave. We didn't know those people. We knew they were not neighbors. And they, I'm not saying that what they were doing, it was inappropriate, but, you know, they were on vacation. They were having a good time. They may have had a little too much to drink. They wanted to celebrate and have a wonderful time, and they may have done some things that were not in the best interest of other people. But they are vacationing. I am a homeowner. That's my home. That's my pool. that was upsetting to me because I had to leave and go home with my family because people were acting inappropriately. And it's just, we just are on a different agenda. Homeowners and vacationers have a different agenda, and I'm not saying that what they're doing is bad necessarily. It's just different, and it doesn't mesh. It doesn't go.
Thank you. Next.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Richard Sykes. Moved to Branson Creek from Hot Springs, Arkansas. We moved up here in February. Actually got the home bought in January. And the reason why we did is because of my wife. She picked out the villa. And good choice, in my opinion. We are a family of four. Our daughter is a teacher in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And our son, Cortland, is a Navy Special Forces. He's 5 and 3 SEAL teams, and he spends a lot of time in D.C. Every once in a while we get to see him. He comes home. We were not aware of the nightly rentals. We had a 73-page handed to us when we bought, and I read all 73 pages. And there's not one word in here about a nightly rental. There's not anything about the people that went out of business that actually gave these good people an opportunity to have a nightly rental. I live across the street from the pool. Maybe it wasn't a wise choice, but I'm a builder too, with my dad back in the old days. And I like the way the house faces to the south or the north, so I don't get the evening sun. So I'm actually cooler, and I like Fieldstone, the address. Darlene and I picked out the house, but it was her. And we moved in, and we've been very pleased ever since. These are just some of my neighbors, which I'm trying to learn their names. Take a moment. On page 4, you guys already heard it read to you. These are single-family homes. One person, two persons, they call it for family, which they use that name because it's not always man and woman. And also for families, for kids. That's all it says. Now, there's a bunch of things in here in restrictions and CCRs. There's a bunch of things in there that tells us that we know, and I'm on the board. I've never been on a board in my life, but this group fell in love with my wife and me. So I'm on the board. And I'm reading through this, and I'm trying to understand how in the world this could happen. Well, now I know, because I've got revelation from two families here. But it doesn't make it right. The things that we put up with, and I've just got two occurrences, but I've got many more. And yes, sir, I got film. I got pictures of license plates. I called the police because I was threatened.
Sir, if you could speak to the commission, please.
I'm sorry. Well, I just wanted to let them know I did. Yeah. I mean, I have a phone. And the day that I was attacked at the swimming pool, I told them not to touch me again. Anyway, he got back in his car after he got out to advance me. But I live on the corner there, and one day I was sitting in my living room and I was watching the news, and I heard something hit the window. I thought, oh man, those birds. So then I didn't hear anything else, but then something else hit a window on that bedroom window brought back there, and then I got up to see what was going on, and when I went out my back door, I have a 15-year-old young man climbing over the wall of my deck, loosening the wood. I've got some damage now. But more than that, he's standing right in the middle of my deck. And I said, what's going on? Out in the yard was two grown adults, men, throwing frisbees with his son, and with some little girls, and they were sitting up in a renter's house over just maybe a few houses from me. And I said, look, if you guys need anything on my deck, please come around front and ask me. But don't climb over it because it won't hold much weight. And I said, this backyard back here, I own it. I pay for it to get mowed. I pay for it to water it. I pay for it to look after it. And I said, please take care of it. The other time at the swimming pool is when I was sitting on the front porch and three cars drove up right in front of the house looking at our little swimming pool going up a little gravel pit drive. And they pulled up there, all three cars, two Kansas, one Oklahoma tag, all three different families. I got up there. They didn't have a key yet to get into their house they rented, which was up on the bluffs where some of the folks live. It's part of Fieldstone. Anyway, so I went up and asked them, who are you guys? And they introduced themselves, and I said, well, welcome to Branson Creek. I said, your wife's going to get a key, huh? And I said, I'll open the door for you. So I opened the gate for them to let them into the pool. And I go over there every morning. You guys come out and see me early in the morning. A lot of them know me. I'm out there at 6:37 while it's still dark. And I check over our pool for bottles and cans and things that were abused. I've been over at 12:30 at night having to run people off. Just wondered if somebody was going to step up and try to do something to me. But these three people were nice, these three families. There were seven adults, and there were like five kids. And they were getting ready to get into the pool. I said, where are you staying? And they gave me the address up top. I'm sorry, am I out of time?
Yeah, it's over 5 minutes, but if you can just wrap up that sure. story, that'd be...
And I asked them, I said, where are you staying? And they told me. And they are staying in a three-bedroom, two-car garage house, stacking their cars out front, can't park on the driveway in full, but in a single-family home, they have 12 to 15 people. That's not right. That's not what the covenant says. That's not what it is. And all I ask is, if may I have a rebuttal if this man's going to speak behind me? If you'll give me that.
No, sir. You got one time to speak. So.
Okay. Well, then maybe
and
I should have been clear.
And your time is up.
Okay. Thank you for hearing me out.
Thank you. Just remember, we've got a 5-minute limitation for speaking, and that was 6.5 minutes. So who's next? Anyone else sign up to speak? No? Mr. Lucci, you want to come up?
Good evening. I'm Chris Lucci. I'm the property management company for this nightly rental. I'll be brief. I just wanted to make a couple of points if I could. First, all of the, I want to point out parties and things you heard about tonight was not this condo. I think the people here will tell you it was different owners, different properties. None of those pertain to us. In fact, I don't know. I think we've had one violation the time we've done this, and that we had a boat trailer that parked in the parking lot, and we got rid of it, got it out of there in less than 48 hours. So you guys are in a tough position because you've got a mixture of people who want this to be a retirement community.